time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
DACA is here to stay, for now, anyway. The Supreme Court turned down the administration's request to speed up the legal fight over the president's decision to end DACA, the program protecting undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children.
Well, this is a setback for the Trump administration's efforts to try to put a stop to the DACA program, the program that allowed children to stay here if they were brought to the United States illegally by their parents before they were 16. Now, the lower courts had blocked the administration from stopping the program. You may recall it was put in place by the Obama administration. The Trump administration wanted to shut it down by March 5th, but a judge in San Francisco last month said, no, you can't do that because you illegally tried to shut it down. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to take the case immediately, bypassing the Court of Appeals, a rare move if it had been granted, and today it was not. The Supreme Court said it's not going to hear this case. In a very brief order, it simply says this: it is assumed that the Court of Appeals will proceed expeditiously to decide this case. So what does this mean as a practical matter? Number one, the March 5th date is meaningless, the date on which the administration wanted to shut this down, the date often referred to as the DACA deadline for Congress to act. Number two, it means we're not going to get a Supreme Court decision on this case until next year at the earliest, because the calendar is already full for this year. The court's not going to hear the case this term. So it has to go through the appeals court and then be appealed to the Supreme Court, probably in the summer or the fall. So the Supreme Court might hear it as early as this fall or early next year. Would that mean it would mean a decision next year?
The president on Monday met with the nation's governors about how to address school safety. He made some dubious claims.
You'll do a rule, you have to wait 90 days. That's sort of what's happening with the bump stocks. I'm waiting for the next process, but it's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone. Essentially gone, because we're going to make it so tough that you're not going to be able to get them. I don't want teachers to have guns. I want highly trained people that have a natural talent, like hitting a baseball or hitting a golf ball or putting. How come some people always make the four-footer and some people under pressure can't even take their club back? You know, I got to watch some deputy sheriffs performing this weekend. They weren't exactly Medal of Honor winners. All right. The way they performed was, frankly, disgusting. They were listening to what was going on. The one in particular, he was early. Then you had three others that probably a similar deal a little bit later, but a similar kind of a thing. You know, I really believe you don't know until you test it. But I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that, too, because I know most of you. But the way they performed was really a disgrace.
Late night comedians didn't buy that last one.
You know, I really believe you don't know until you test it. But I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that, too.
The part I really don't believe is that he can run.
I gotta say, I find it hard to believe Trump would voluntarily run inside a place of education. The only way you would run inside is if a reporter asked you a question outside.
You're telling me this guy is brave enough to run into an unarmed... He's brave enough to run into a school shooting unarmed. This guy? Really? The same guy who clung to a Secret Service agent like he was the last life vest on the Titanic. That guy?
As long as you're living in a fantasy world, sir, at least make it interesting. Even if I had a gun, I would have dropped it just to show how tough I was. Then I would have run in and hit the shooter with my laser beam eyes. Then use my mind like Neo in The Matrix and fly away to space. Mar-a-Lago.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee challenged Trump on the idea of arming teachers.
I do think that there has to be some form of major retaliation if they're able to enter a school. And if that happens, you're not going to have any problems anymore because they're never going to the school. You're never going to have a problem. So it would just be a very small group of people that are very gun adept. Anyway, go ahead, Governor.
If I may respond to that, let me just suggest whatever percentage it is, I heard at one time you might have suggested 20%. Whatever percentage it is, speaking as a grandfather,
right,
speaking as a governor of the state of Washington, I have listened to the people who would be affected by that. I have listened to the biology teachers, and they don't want to do that at any percentage. I've listened to the first grade teachers that don't want to be pistol packing first grade teachers. I've listened to law enforcement who have said they don't want to have to train teachers as law enforcement agencies, which takes about 6 months. Now, I just think this is a circumstance where we need to listen, that educators should educate, and they should not be foisted upon this responsibility of packing heat in first grade classes. Now, I understand you have suggested this, and we suggest things, and sometimes then we listen to people about it, and maybe they don't look so good a little later. So I just suggest we need a little less tweeting here, a little more listening, and let's just take that off the table and move forward. I got
booked. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.